Christ's body is called to delight in the Lord and sing praises to his holy name. On this Music Sunday, let us begin our shared worship of God by proclaiming words of gladness and thanksgiving using the psalmist's words. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Know ye that the Lord is God.
And ye have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him, and bless his name.
For the Lord is good.
His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Please stand and sing hymn number 288. I sing the Almighty Power of God.
The proof of God's amazing love is this: while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in him, we dare to approach God with confidence. Let us now express our penitence and confess our sin before God and one another. Too often, Lord God, we are hesitant in our proclamation, seeking safe and suitable opportunities to speak of our faith. Too often, Lord God, we are half-hearted in our service, reluctant to stand out from the crowd or to attract criticism. Too often, Lord God, we live as if dependent wholly on our own resources, relying on our perceived skills and modest insights. Too often, Lord God, we look to the clouds for our inspiration in the vain hope of finding you there. Forgive the poverty of our efforts and the frailty of our faith, and open wide our hearts and minds to the imminent presence of our risen, living, and ascended Lord Jesus Christ.
Friends, know that the Spirit of glory rests upon us, restoring, supporting, and strengthening us, that we may face our Creator God and Redeemer yet again. Therefore, we can live at peace in one who forgives and loves us.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. May the peace of Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Please share this peace with those around you.
Let us pray. Oh, heavenly God, God with us, we adore and praise your holy name in word and music. Be with us now. Teach us through your words, messages for our hearts. Open our ears through the strains of sweet music, so that we might hear your voice in our hearts, and then by the power of your Holy Spirit, lead us out into the world so that we might serve you each and every day. Amen.
Thank you.
I'll be reading Psalm 150, and it is in the Old Testament on page 583. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathe praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hear now the words of Paul, as written in the church of Corinth. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever.
It's nice, better than nice, to have young-ish people involved in our worship services, and I am grateful for the gifts of both Jonathan and Aaron today. And I'm also grateful that Olivia is already standing up and wants to come forward. Come on, Olivia. Let's go over here next to thank you for praying for us, Mindy and Jonathan. The evangelist named John, who wrote the Gospel of John, will tell us that God has heard our prayers and answered them. Listen now for the words from John chapter 3. Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
I see.
The Apostle Paul wrote these words to the church of Ephesus. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So now that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
Thank you.
As I said, this is the seventh Sunday of the season of Easter. It is the last Sunday. And if you look at the lectionary calendar, you'll see that this is the time when Jesus ascended back into heaven. He spent 7 weeks after his resurrection preaching and teaching and healing, doing miracles. And now it is time for him to join the Father. The book of Acts, written by the same author as who wrote Luke, tells us this about that moment. So when they had come together, the disciples asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. All of these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Please stand and join me in singing hymn number 328, "All Praise to God for Song God Gives."
Thank you.
Please join me in the affirmation of faith. The Spirit who inspired the prophets and apostles rules our faith and life in Christ through Scripture, engages us through the word proclaimed, claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the church. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, "Come, Lord Jesus."
At this time in the service, we would like to recognize and honor graduates from the church family. The first one is Catherine Allison from West Muskingum High School. There's information on the paper. I don't see her here, but I see Grandma. So we will deliver her. We give the high school graduates that have been our members of our church a parallel translation of the Holy Bible. They are also, all graduates that have not yet received are receiving a Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You May Go. And they also get a prayer scarf from the Prayer Shawl Ministry of the church. So. And I forgot that I wanted to read a short scripture from Jeremiah. It's probably very familiar, chapter 29, verse 11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. And we hope the best for all of our graduates. Our next one is Aaron Johnson from John Glenn High School. He plans to attend Akron University and major in sports studies. Joe and Anna Johnson are parents. Maria Johnson is his sister. David Johnson is his brother. Merle and Dora Taylor are his grandparents. And you can just stay right up here on the steps, please, sir. Thank you. We also recognized Stevie Vaughn, who graduated from Starlight School. He hopes to unload USP trucks. Ron Vaughn is his father. He is part of the Starlight staff that came and learned cleaning skills as part of their school training here at Trinity. From college, we have Karen Cox. She graduated from Western Governors University with a Master's of Art in Elementary Education. She's actively looking for a position. Her husband is Jared Cox. Her parents are Lou and Terry Sidwell. Katie and Dave Brown are sister and brother-in-law. Corey Sidwell is another sister, and Bernie Baldwin is her grandfather. And she received a book, I think it's called Living Forward. It's hopefully a good read for you. Jonathan Patterson graduated from Central Ohio Technical College, the Ohio Peace Officer Academy, and yes, he passed the state exam. He's actively seeking employment as a police officer. Tim and Mindy Patterson are his parents. Kaylin Patterson is his sister. Matthew and Mark Patterson are his brothers. It's on my paper twice. I made a mistake. And Richard and Glee Patterson are grandparents. And he received the book Reforesting Trees, I think it is. It's Reforesting Faith by Dr. Sleeth. That's a very good read. It's about how many times trees are mentioned in the Bible and how they intertwine with your faith. Also from high school, we have some grandchildren that didn't attend here, but their grandparents do, and they're receiving the Dr. Seuss book and a scarf. The first one is Alexander Estrada from South Oldham High School in Crestwood, Kentucky. He plans to attend the University of South Carolina, majoring in integrated information technology. Shane and Alicia Estrada are his parents. Larry and Linda Good are the grandparents. And Larry, if you'd want to come down, we can reach over the table and hand it to you. Thank you. Yes, that's wonderful. Making progress. Okay. We also have Claire Reynolds from Dublin Kaufman High School in Dublin, Ohio, plans to attend Ohio Wesleyan University and play soccer for them and study exercise science. Her parents are Brian and Kim Reynolds, and her grandparents are Ray and Suzanne Menenga. And they're going to stand here because they have another grandchild at Pickerington North High School, Riley Wilson, who was an Optima Supra Distinguished Scholar, plans to attend the University of Cincinnati, pursuing a degree in civil engineering. Adam and Chelsea Wilson are the parents, and again, Ray and Suzanne are the grandparents. And I am sure that these grandparents can tell you a lot more interesting things about their children. They gave me a lot of information, but we keep it all the same for everybody. And we are very appreciative, and Reverend Deb has a prayer.
Congratulations, all of you, and all of the grandchildren and friends. God has special plans for you, as is spoken in Jeremiah. But now let us pray for God's blessing. Eternal God, in your will our lives are lived, and by your wisdom truth is found. We pray for these graduates who have finished a course of study and now move on to something new. Take away their anxiety or confusion of purpose and fill them with confidence in the future you have planned for them, where their energies may be gathered up and given in your service to neighbors in love. We pray this in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus the Christ. And all of God's children said aloud together, Amen. Let us continue in prayer. O God of unending love, in Christ you came to earth to teach us your will and how to keep your commandment. In your Spirit you remain with us, nurturing us, encouraging us, energizing us, reminding us of what it is to be your children, and offering us opportunities to love you by loving our neighbor as ourselves. We thank you for this privilege and bless your holy name. Lord, your Spirit has opened our eyes to see the beauty of your world and the green of grass and trees. You have opened our ears to hear your voice in the laughter of children and the sweet sound of birds nestling nearby. While these impromptu tunes are music to our ears, we are especially grateful for your gift of composed music for instruments or human voices. These sounds lift our spirits in praise to you and sometimes our laments of sadness before you. Be it driving along in our cars or sitting in a concert hall or sanctuary, we cannot imagine our lives without the sounds of choruses and symphonies, of solos and quartets. So we thank you for guiding to this church those whose gifts have been offered this day. Bless them and remember they always seek to glorify you through their efforts. Lord, you have also opened our hearts to recognizing the needs of your world. We ask now that you open to us ways to fulfill your call by living each day in service to your holy name. We pray for the church throughout the world, but especially here in the Muskingum Valley Presbytery. We especially rejoice with our brothers and sisters in Cambridge who have chosen to create one body from two congregations in that city. Bless them as they continue to discern your path for them. Help them skirt the thorny issues that rise up and grow in the grace of your love. We pray for the leaders of this world, both those who serve locally and those who serve statewide or nationally. May they listen to the quieter voices of their people, the ones who might be shouted over by strident enthusiasts. And may they find ways to walk the middle path between the varied perspectives and draw all parties into agreements which accommodate the best interests of all. We pray for those who feel they have been forgotten by the world, especially those who currently live in the floodwaters of Sudan and Italy. Let them know they are not isolated from your love, and encourage those who tread tenderly through the thickets of ordinary life, those who are suffering the pain of divorce, the pain of poor health, even the pain of death and separation from loved ones. Comfort them, give them rest, and strengthen them so that they may face the next challenge life presents. O God of unending love, you ask only that we show you our love for you by loving others. In Christ, you taught us how to fulfill that commandment so that we could be forever in your love. You have heard our hearts praying in response to this commandment. We ask that you now hear our voices as we pray together, saying the words aloud that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Join me in singing hymn number 264, When in Our Music God is Glorified. My friends, this is the day the Lord hath made. We rejoice and are glad in it. We have heard God's word in music and in readings. We have felt God's love and the spirit of community within these walls. Now I charge you to go out into the world, taking the joy of today and the love of God with you, preaching the good news and living by God's commandment. But go knowing that you go with the love of God and with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the community of their Holy Spirit, one in three, three in one, always now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.